Hello and welcome to another session here on Channel 9. Today we're going to be talking about the Windows Imaging Component. My name is Varun Bhartia and I'm the Program Manager for this technology.
And I'm Robert Vlodarczyk. I'm the Senior Test Lead for the technology.
So the Windows Imaging Component, or WIC, is a low-level imaging API as a part of the DirectX stack. We provide functionality for decoding, encoding, and handling metadata for standards-based image formats. Our API provides a platform for all imaging codecs within Windows. We provide inbox support for popular formats such as JPEG, TIFF, PNG, and GIF, as well as extensibility format for third-party formats such as Camera Raw, and extensibility in terms of metadata handlers and pixel formats. So basically, if we don't provide support for your image format in box, you can write your own codecs and gain support throughout the API that way. The Windows Imaging Component has been available since Windows Vista, and it goes down level to Windows XP Service Pack 2, Service Pack 3, Windows Server 2003, and will be available in the upcoming Windows 7 release. So the reason that the Windows Imaging Component was created was because basically all applications, many applications within Microsoft and externally were writing their own imaging codecs and handling them in their own format. This led to a lot of inconsistencies, not only in the implementation, but also made it difficult to service these applications. If there was ever an update required to, for the imaging portion of it, basically a patch would have to be rolled out to many applications. So this was expensive not only for Microsoft, but also for other third-party vendors. So the Windows Imaging Component was really created in response to this problem. The design criteria that we used for the Windows Imaging Component in during the Vista timeframe was first to provide a good platform for many applications to build on top of. We wanted to round out our feature set and make sure that if you're creating like a photo viewing application or any other type of application, you can use the Windows Imaging Component. We also focused on performance. We want to be able to try to provide a fast performing API so that you don't see any performance regressions moving on top of us by building an application on top of us. And most importantly, we also wanted to focus on security. Robert's going to talk a little bit more about that effort.
So one of the key design tenets that we had in the WIC team when we started back in Vista was security. As Varun had mentioned, a lot of applications, both internally to Microsoft and other third-party applications, ship their own image codecs. And this was a big problem for servicing. So imagine that one of the libraries that was used by these applications had a security flaw in it. It would require that application vendor to actually go and ship an update to the application with a security patch. With the Windows Imaging Component, since the codecs are centralized, and we've done a lot of security testing in-house as well as penetration testing, we provide that security those highly secure codecs to begin with. But if a patch is necessary, you only update it in one spot through Windows Update.
Great. So since the Windows Imaging Component was introduced in Windows Vista, we've developed a good customer base, both internally within Microsoft and from outside developers. Technologies within Microsoft that use WIC include the Windows Presentation Foundation, which uses us for decoding their images and encoding images as well. The Windows Shell and the Windows UI uses WIC to generate the thumbnails that you see in the folder view, as well as to extract metadata that's really important and is exposed to the search and the indexing feature, so that when you search, using the Windows Vista, some of the metadata that's extracted from the images is exposed there and then can be queried from that area. And then Windows Live Photo Gallery uses us also for decoding and encoding images. So in Windows 7, we really listened to our customer feedback that we got from Windows Vista and focused on rounding our feature set. One of the first things we did was to redo our TIFF codec so that we supported a broader range of TIFF formats. We now support TIFF formats such as JPEG encoded TIFFs, planar TIFFs, and tile TIFFs, which are generated by popular third-party applications. Another important feature we added was support for high color pixel formats, and as well as supporting large size color profiles that are embedded in images. And then another, like I mentioned, you know, WIC is supposed to be the central location for most imaging needs on the Windows platform. So we refactored GDI Plus in Windows 7 to build on top of WIC. So in Windows 7, if you're using GDI Plus, you're actually using WIC under the covers. And then finally, another important feature we did was to relook at our metadata and focus on metadata interoperability. Robert's going to talk a little bit more about that effort.
So about 2 years ago, Microsoft started an initiative called the Metadata Working Group. This is a consortium of 6 companies in the industry in order to standardize how metadata is read and written to image files. In the initial version of the specification that was released back in September, basically there's a number of pieces of metadata that we're standardized upon. For example, rating or description or author information. So a common problem prior to this specification was if I was using one application to write out this type of metadata and then sharing it with a friend who might have used a different type of application, that metadata may not have been able to be read by that other application. So the guidance from the metadata working group allows for this interoperability. So applications that have actually implemented the guidance correctly will allow this interoperability to happen in a nice, seamless manner. In Windows 7, we've actually taken the guidance from the first version of the metadata working group specification and implemented it. So as a developer, if you're using the Windows property system for images, or if you're using the policy component through WIC, you're actually getting the guidance implemented from metadata working group. So you can immediately build an application that's interoperable with other applications that have also implemented the metadata working group specifications.
So we've talked about how great WIC is in terms of performance, security, and providing a full feature set for all imaging needs. Another important thing about WIC is that it's really easy to use. With a few lines of code, I can load an image, which is a standard-based image format such as JPEG, TIFF, PNG, which we provide support for, and get a bitmap that I can render with any rendering engine such as Direct2D, GDI, or GDI+. I have some code here that I'd like to show you that does exactly that.
One thing to point out is that Direct2D is the new 2D graphics API which we've introduced in Windows 7. And so going into this code sample, Varun's going to step through some of the code.
So one of the first things that we have to do in order to use WIC is to create a WIC factory. Now WIC is a COM-based interface, so this WIC factory enables us to do exactly that. So here I've gone ahead and created a WIC factory using a COM interface. The next step is to actually create a decoder. Now this is the method that's really powerful in WIC. This based on the image file that you pass it, it identifies the necessary decoder, identifies the necessary codec in order to be able to decode the image. Once I've done that, I have to get a particular frame from the image. Since WIC is a broad-based API and supports multiple formats, some image formats support having multiple frames of the image, which are basically multiple bitmaps. Since I'm just decoding a JPEG file, it only contains one frame, which is the zero frame. And so now, basically, after I've created this frame, I have a bitmap that's ready to be rendered. However, since I'm using Direct2D, one of the compatible image formats is 32 bits per pixel BGRA. So one of the things that I need to do is convert my bitmap into 32 bits per pixel BGRA. WIC provides great functionality for doing this as well. So in the next line of code here, I'm going to actually create a format converter, as this line highlights. Now, using this format converter, I'm going to initialize it. So here, I've passed in my frame. I specified that I want to use 32 bits per pixel BGRA. And once I execute this command, I can my converter will basically have converted my bitmap into the necessary format. So now I'm ready to render the bitmap that I have to the screen. Now, since I'm using Direct2D, this is a simple Direct2D command to just draw a bitmap. And once I do that, I have a bitmap on the screen. Voila. So as you can see, with a few simple lines of code, I was able to decode a JPEG and put it on the screen. Now this is, since using that command, create decoder from file name, I can load a TIFF file just as easily, a PNG, GIF, or any other format, including third-party formats such as Camera Raw.
Right. And one thing that Varun pointed out here was that he was using D2D. And this could be basically any rendering API. And so in the example that I'm using here, I'm actually using an MFC-based app, and I'm rendering through GDI+. And so one of the things that Varun had alluded to is that we support third-party extensibility. And so this isn't just codec extensibility. We support extensibility for metadata handlers and for codecs and for pixel formats. So we've worked very closely with a lot of the camera manufacturers for them to produce raw codecs for the raw files coming out of modern digital SLRs. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with raw files, basically raw files are the actual or files coming out of modern digital SLRs and high-end prosumer type of cameras. And so the raw file actually contains the raw sensor data that's coming off of the sensor on the camera. To contrast this to common JPEGs that are coming off of point-and-shoots or even some of these digital SLRs, JPEGs actually have some amount of processing done to them on the camera. So the camera may do something like noise reduction and may do some color balance adjustment, and then it actually saves that to a JPEG, which we know is actually a lossy type of format. So right there, you're actually already from the sensor to the file, you're losing quite a bit of fidelity. And so with these RAW files, you're able to, we expose an interface called iWIC Develop RAW, which application developers can actually take advantage of. And so in this sample app, I'm going to show an image that I shot with my Canon 20D. And I've already pre-installed on this machine the Canon RAW codec. And so just to load up, I took this photo of my son over the holidays. And I'm happy with how, you know, the expression of his face is and whatnot, but the image actually is a little too dark. So now with the iWIC Develop RAW interface and with our Canon RAW codec, I can actually now do some adjustments. So let's say here I'm going to adjust the color temperature just to bring out some of the more natural highlights that are actually in the image. And then I still think the image is a little bit underexposed. So I'm going to adjust the exposure here. And so now you can see that the image has actually changed. Now, I can go and do some crazy things here. I can go and adjust the color temperature really way off, and you can see now it looks more like I'm shot under different lighting conditions. But realistically, I'm probably not going to go and do that kind of thing. Also, iWIC Develop RAW supports many different types of intrinsic characteristics of the codec. So I can also adjust the gamma, which isn't exposed here. But I can also adjust the contrast, the saturation, the sharpness, and also the noise reduction that's within the RAW codec itself. And so as I mentioned earlier, application developers can actually take this interface, iWIC Develop RAW interface, and then build an application that allows users to go in and adjust a RAW file coming off of the camera. And then, you know, this file now I can go and save it as a JPEG, or I can go save it as a TIFF or you know, even a PNG or something. So it's really quite powerful.
Yeah. So you saw some of the cool stuff that we can do with RAW processing. So another important feature that we added in Windows 7 was GIF metadata support. Now, the GIF metadata support is crucial for showing animated GIFs. So whenever you go to like an internet site, like such as MSNBC, you see these images that are moving around. So those are all animated GIFs. And our customers told us that, hey, that's really important for us to be able to decode. So I have some code sample here that I'm basically going to decode an animated GIF. So the way that GIF files are structured is that they have multiple frames within the image, so multiple bitmaps, and each frame has metadata corresponding to the frame that tells you how long to wait before showing the next image and where to render that frame on the overall picture. There's also global metadata that shows that tells you the entire image size and tells you things like that. So having access to that metadata is crucial for being able to render it to the screen. So I have some code here that I'm going to run through. So again, like we did before, I've already gone ahead and created my factory. I'm going to go ahead and create another decoder from file name. So before, if you remember, I retrieved the first frame of the image. Now I'm going to actually get a frame count. This is going to tell me how many frames are in the GIF image. And this will enable me to set up a loop that'll go through all the frames and set up the timing accordingly. So I'm going to go past that breakpoint. So the next thing I'm doing here is that I have specified that I have one at the first frame, the zero frame, and then I'm going to get a metadata query reader from the frame. So this is going to be able to get me a metadata information that's related to the frame. So I've gone ahead and created a metadata query reader. The next thing to do is actually call out a piece of metadata I want to get. So in GIF images, I want to get the delay piece of information. So I'm using what's known here as the metadata query language. Now this is an XPath-like language that lets you specify a particular piece of metadata within the GIF image that you want to retrieve. So if I execute this code, I've now retrieved the delay information for that particular frame. Now I also need to obtain other pieces of information such as the coordinates of where I want to render this onto the overall screen as well as the size of the particular frame. So that's what I'm doing here with these other metadata query languages specified in the image. So now that I have data for the particular frame, I also need to get data for the overall GIF image. So now I'm actually going to create another metadata query reader, but this time I'm going to do it from the decoder itself. This will allow me to get access to the global level metadata So now I'm trying to access information such as the height of the image and the width of the image. So I've gone and created another metadata query reader. I'm now using the metadata query language again to get the width and the height. And voila, I've now done everything that I need to do. Now I'm using Direct2D again to render. But again, like Robert said, we can use any rendering API. So now again, I'm basically using the same call, the draw bitmap call, as I did before, but I'm just doing it in a more controlled fashion. So as you can see here. So there's my first frame, and now I'm hitting my previous breakpoints, so I'll just clear those and run my program again. And we can see that this is the animated GIF application that I've created using WIC and D2D. Now, this was just a simple little GIF image that I grabbed from MSNBC this morning. So you can really see that we support a broad set of GIF images and support industry standards. So this this demonstration was really powerful to show not only a new feature that we've done in Windows 7, but really to show that, hey, you know, we do all this decoding, encoding, but metadata is a really important piece, and we provide support at the frame level and at the global level, as well as providing support for encoding these types of GIF images as well.
So as Varun and I had just discussed, we went through the Windows Imaging Component API and we went through how application developers can take advantage of this API to build rich imaging applications. We started off by discussing some of the new features within WIC for Windows 7, mainly around metadata support and enhancing the features that we had shipped in Windows Vista earlier. Then we went into we discussed a little bit about the efforts that we started around the metadata working group and how that's impacted Windows 7 as well. Moving forward, we talked a little bit about how to just render an image onto the screen using D2D and WIC. Moving on, we also showed how you can use the iWIC Develop Raw interface to build to further enhance that rich imaging experience within your application from raw files. And we concluded with an animated GIF scenario. So each one of these samples really shows how you can build a rich imaging application.
All the code samples that I've shown here are available on the Windows SDK or on the Channel 9 page. You should also look for additional Windows 7 videos on Channel 9. So I'd like to thank you for spending your time with us, and look to see you again.
I hope you enjoy this video. Thank you for your time.